You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you find love on a podcast? If you tuned into last episode, you heard Ashley going out on a first date. And today, we're back for a second attempt to find that special someone.
I'm Talia.
And I'm Becca. And welcome to Love Struck Daily.
I'm in love with you.
For anyone who wasn't here for our first episode, we are Talia and Becca from 3-Day Rule.
We are a personalized matchmaking company. We work one-on-one with clients and we get to know them really well and we set them up with high-quality matches.
Hey, Ashley, it's so good to see you again.
Hey, Ashley, good to see you.
Good to see you again.
How was the rest of your trip?
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. Such a whirlwind, but we made it. We're back home in LA.
Okay, good. Well, I'm excited for the date today, but before I get into why we picked David for you, I wanted to see if you had any lingering thoughts about the date with Jeff since you've had a few days to digest it.
Yeah, no, I still think that it was really fun. I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, that was just so much fun. So yeah, those have been kind of just the lingering thoughts. I'm excited to meet Dave today and we'll see what happens there. But yeah, so far, only good things.
Okay, good. I love to hear it.
I am so looking forward to this next date that you have. He is for sure easy to talk to, easy to get along with, which I think is always kind of the baseline of what we're looking for you since you are such an outgoing, bubbly, fun personality. So it'll be interesting to see lifestyle-wise how you guys match up in just, you know, your day-to-day lives, but also what you enjoy outside of that.
So Ashley, David is not in LA. He's actually in Pittsburgh. And we've been doing long-distance matching a lot, especially in a post-lockdown world. So many people can work remotely. So it has been pretty easy to have long distance relationships. So we don't want to limit you to just like a 10-mile radius. We want to connect you with who we think could be the best match. So just a heads up that he's not local, but you could still make it work.
That sounds good.
We chose him for you because he's a little more introverted than Jeff. Jeff was extroverted and really talkative. And David has a bit of a different personality, but sometimes we see that one star works really well with a rock, and we think you're a star. So it could be a great balance. We'll see how you feel. Part of testing is just to see how you feel in different situations with different types of people.
It's always good when you have a connection with someone to continue to date and compare and contrast and see who seems like a fit and who doesn't, what you like, what you don't like. That's how we really get to know what we're looking for when we're dating. So I really like David for you. He has a lot of similar qualities in that he is outgoing, he's personable, he's easy to talk to.
Just to give you some information about him before we jump in, he's 33. He worked in IT and now he's in project management. So he has a good, steady career. He's financially stable. He's athletic and likes playing sports. So like you, he leads a healthy, active lifestyle. And also similar to you, he was a bit of a late bloomer when it came to dating. So he had his first relationship in college and it's been some time since then, but now he's really ready to focus on something serious and has learned a lot about himself. So just, you know, as a reminder, I thought you did an amazing job on the date with Jeff. So still the same, be present. You were really engaging. You weren't future thinking as we talked about. The only thing I thought was missing a little from the date with Jeff was just a tiny bit of light flirting and just showing interest. So I think you can use this date to practice that. It's helpful just to land a second date and then you can decide later if you actually want that second date. So any questions before we get into the date with David?
No, no questions. Should be fun to try the light flirting. I always don't think I'm good at that. So we'll see what happens. But yes, I will try to have some kind of follow-up by the time this one wraps up. So excited to practice that.
Perfect. And be you, your authentic self. So excited. That's it. We'll debrief after the date.
Cool.
Okay, we're going to set the stage for this date. Once again, we've ordered you food. I know this is a virtual date, but let's pretend you are together in a cute restaurant enjoying a lovely brunch together. Welcome to the show, David.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Nice to meet you, Ashley. My name is David. How are you today?
I'm doing great, David. My name is Ashley, obviously. Yeah, I'm doing great. It's sunny outside and... yeah, I'm here chatting with you about to eat some food.
I don't know about yourself, but I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Nice, yeah. I am in Los Angeles, California in the U.S. right now, which is funny because a couple of days ago, I was actually out of the country on vacation. So I live in L.A. though.
Where'd you go?
I was in the Cayman Islands. So I was there just for a couple of days. Yeah, just for a couple of days. But yeah, now I'm back in L.A.
Oh, I just got back. Actually, it was last weekend from not as nice as a place as the Cayman Islands. You might have heard of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard of it.
Actually, you say that, but every time the week leading up to it, I was talking to all my friends about it. And like, I already bought the tickets and I knew where I was going. But every time I told my friends, they were like, the first thing they asked was like, wait, Oklahoma? Tulsa? And they kept making me think like, wait, is that another one? Did I buy the wrong ticket or something like that?
Yeah. What's your connection out there? Were you just like, oh, I'm going to go to Oklahoma?
So two birds, one stone kind of thing. I went there because I have a friend who was working in Pittsburgh, moved out there. So I decided to meet him. Second bird was, I don't know if you know this band. I think they're from Canada. They're called Purity Ring.
Mm-mm, I haven't heard of them.
Actually, what happened was, the truth is, I actually was looking at like, oh, wait, they're still on tour. Maybe I can see them another place. Lo and behold, they were playing in Tulsa. Then I was reminded, wait, I think my friend lives in Tulsa. So technically, he kind of came second, but he doesn't know that, so it's okay.
Nice.
But no, no, it was a great show. Good to see him again. Unfortunately, there was a heat dome in effect for that week. So it was 100 up to 104 the entire time I was there. And at 10 o'clock at night, it was still 80 plus degrees.
That's just adding to my list of things that makes Oklahoma great. So
to their credit, one-off thing. So, you know, still would recommend.
Yeah. Still a good weekend city.
Yeah. Tell me about the to Canaan. So I imagine that was probably pretty chill, pretty relaxing.
Yeah, it was really fun. Funny enough, the way that it worked out, I'm from North Carolina, so from the East Coast originally. I was going back to North Carolina also for a concert, and that concert, awesome. We booked it like over a year ago, like when the tickets first came out, and literally a week before my trip, the show that we were going to in North Carolina got postponed. And so I was like, whatever, like, I'm still going to go back, like, see my friends. And I was like, let me just see how much it would be to go from like North Carolina down to the Cayman Islands and then back to LA. Cause flights were insane. It was going to cost me like $1,200 round trip from LA to North Carolina. And I was like, that just seems ridiculous. So, and I used to live in the Cayman Islands. So that's kind of like my connection there. Uh-huh. I wasn't just like, oh, uh-huh. Random Cayman Islands. So it ended up costing me like half the price to go from LA to North Carolina to the Cayman Islands and then back to LA. And so I was like, we can make that happen.
Oh, wow. I'm just feeling jealous.
Hold tight. We're going to be back in just a moment after this short break.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That concert that wasn't in the Cayman Islands, that was in North Carolina?
Yeah, the concert was in North Carolina. I don't know. When I lived in the Cayman Islands, it was during like the height of COVID. So like all like end of 2020 and like most of 2021. Mm-hmm. So their borders were pretty strict. So I feel like they're just now starting to get back like concerts and stuff like that. But yeah, that concert was in North Carolina. So then I also was like, oh, like I'll just like move my dates to when he comes to LA, but then the whole tour ended up getting canceled. And so now no concerts.
What was the musician?
Shawn Mendes.
1 second. I just got a notification on my phone that it's overheating.
Oh.
I think because of the duel. I was saying, I'm going to take it out of the case. And I mean, it is kind of hot, but
I hate that. I hate that notification. Yeah. It's always like, oh, okay. how long have you lived in Pittsburgh?
So I immigrated when I was 5 or 6 from Vietnam.
Awesome.
My dad followed my uncle who was going to school here. But yeah, I grew up out there. After college, the city was seeing growth. So I ended up like staying around, going to work, and I just built a small community here. And I've stuck around.
Nice.
The only other place that I've considering moving after this would be a little cliche from what it seems, but Portland, actually.
Yeah, I've heard that Portland is super pretty. I haven't been anywhere like above California, like so like Oregon, like Washington, anywhere like Pacific Northwest. I haven't been anywhere there, but I have friends that live up that way and I've heard it's really pretty. I heard that it like is rainy. I don't know if it rains a lot in Portland.
When I visited Seattle, one of the things that came up, they called it one of the Uber drivers who immigrated, or not immigrated, but like transferred there like, you know, a few years ago, mentioned something called like the Northwest Freeze.
Mm.
Have you heard of that?
I haven't, no.
Which is, yeah, so it was referring to the culture, how like, yeah, everyone has smiling faces on, but it's almost like a facade and they're not actually as nice as it may appear.
Huh.
And I don't know. And I was just curious, like I've heard something similar about just a different culture of the, like the West Coast. So I was just curious, like, what's like your experience been?
Yeah, I would say the biggest city, I guess, that I had lived in or been a part of before moving to LA was like Charlotte, North Carolina. And I feel like LA is like, it feels to me like Charlotte, like everyone is pretty nice. Like, I feel like yesterday, honestly, was the first time I was ever around people who maybe were some of that, like, oh, like we're being nice, but like, we're not actually nice. And I was at like an event for like influencers and like content creators. Okay. Other than that, I feel like everyone's genuinely been pretty nice. And I don't know if I just meet people that aren't from the West Coast who have moved out here. Or if it's people who just have grown up out here, but like have been lots of places and stuff. But yeah, it really wasn't until yesterday where I was like, oh, like these are the people that people think LA is made up of. So that was interesting. Hold on. That was the door. I think it might be my food. So let's see.
What did you order?
I got IHOP and I got just like pancakes and eggs and sausage because that was the first thing that I saw. But yeah, I'm very excited.
Nice. Wait. You said IHOP? So you said you were in LA, right?
Correct.
Maybe this is more of a too much of a generalization thing, like as we were describing with like those kids in Toronto, but like I would imagine you probably have a wide selection of food and of everything out there. IHOP was the, you know, go-to.
I would say in LA, and I've only been here for like 6 months, so don't shoot me if this is like a terrible generalization, LA people. But I feel like there is food in LA, but it's like a lot of just like generic food. Like it's like whenever I have friends come to town, it's like, oh, like where should we go eat? And it's like, okay, there's like these places we can go. And it's like fine food, but it's not like, oh my gosh, like this is the place that you have to go to. Like, yeah, there's like a few places like that, but I feel like it's like overall, it's like, oh, like, yeah, this food is pretty good, but it's not like, oh my gosh, this is like the best food I've ever had in my like entire life. So there's like definitely a few places where I'm like, oh, people, I definitely have to take them here. This is unique. This is amazing. But then other times I'm like, all right, like this chain will do. And there was an IHOP like right by where I live. So I was like, oh, this should be like an easy delivery.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, you do you, but I'm just very surprised about that.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by chains where I live. So it's literally like so many chains. And there's like a couple little local places sprinkled in. But yeah. Uh-oh. David, maybe your phone overheated.
My phone shut down because it overheated. What I'm doing right now, this might be a first. I am using my my freezer and I'm putting my phone in. So that's where I'm taking the call from now.
Amazing.
This is my kitchen. So yeah, I am taking this call from my freezer. Hopefully this helps.
This is amazing. I wish everyone could see this visual right now.
Yeah. I'm just glad I got back in. To actually kind of like bring that back. You ever notice like I have only really in the past 5 years got into like, hey, you know, like I think I do like to travel, like go different places. When I started getting into that more, I started noticing that like there seems to be a subsection of people who love traveling, but they're like seemingly doing it just for like, I don't know, just like for the Instagram and like stuff like that. And they're going to like pretty jet set destinations, like your Santorini's, your like your Paris and stuff like that. And like, and that's fine. I definitely want to go to those places too. But like, I always thought like there's plenty of stuff in my own backyard that I've yet to like actually explore. And within the US itself.
For sure.
I'm pretty sure no one's like posting crazy stuff about Tulsa, but like when I was there, I was like, wow, this is actually pretty good. And like, I don't think I would have thought about that otherwise.
Yeah. It's like every place has stuff that makes it uniquely beautiful. And like, I realized that when I was driving across the country to California, like I drove through like a lot of pretty random states, like rural parts of Texas, and it all was really pretty. Like it was all so different. But for me, like living on the East Coast and like the beach region for so long, like everything was like flat. Yeah. So like when I'm like driving through like and starting to see mountain ranges and like the flat plains of like Texas, like most people probably would have like clawed their eyes out for 2 days of driving that. But I was like, wow, like oil rigs, like this is so nice. Like it's so different. And like, look at these cows and like.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Oh, speaking of cows, by the way. Little juxtaposition on that. So we're in America, you know, big cows and stuff like that. I remember going to Japan, the size, different sizes and like serving sizes is like night and day.
Oh,
and
I felt
so ashamed, like, oh man, this is your large and this is our small.
Yep. literally. It was like that in Africa. There was this one like sandwich shop that we went to, like,
yeah,
I would say we went like once a week because it was like walking distance from where we were staying.
Okay.
And yeah, it was like we'd order like a sandwich and it would come with like some kind of like side, like fries or like something like that. And it was a normal portion size.
Yeah.
We were all like, oh, this is so small. And it was like, nope, this is just how much we should be eating.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a fun eye-opening experience. And then when I came back to America after that, I was like, everything is huge. Why are we like this? And I went through like my phase of hating America or whatever. Then here I am eating IHOP. So here we are, full circle.
Yeah, I mean, you get, you know, get used to it living here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hello? Oh, I think we froze. Oh, here we go.
I'm back.
Wait, did your phone overheat too?
Yeah.
I guess we were too hot to handle. So, tell me about like Africa.
Yeah, I was only there for like 3 months. I had some friends that were doing like a football program at one of the universities in Nairobi. And so we went over to like help them like run the program and stuff like that. So it was super fun. Yeah, lots of fun, like food and different like takes of food. Like I really loved, they had these stands where they made like hot dogs, and sounds super like boring, but something about the way that they like put like salsa on it or something, like it was just so good. The best thing I've ever had. And I literally got one every single day because they have little carts on campus. And I was like, these hot dogs are the best. And there was one time I was literally bringing the hot dog like to my mouth to eat it. And something like hit me in the head. And I thought that it was the guy who like made the hot dog, because I had said something about like, oh, like last time I got one that came with like a different kind of bun, and like I must have just ordered the wrong one because it was like a weird bun. And I was like, okay, I need to remember like which one I ordered, like so that I order the one that I like better. And I thought he had heard me say that and like had thrown the bun that I wanted like at my head. And so I like turned around and like looked back and like it wasn't that. And so then I was like, oh, weird. And I like went back to keep eating my hot dog, but it was gone. And I realized what had happened was like literally a bird had like flown down, grabbed the hot dog out of my hand as I was about to eat it, and like hit me in the head with its wing. And I look over and it's like flying away with my hot dog. And I will always remember that because I was just in the streets of Kenya dying laughing, and everyone's staring at me. They're like, what's wrong with this girl? Why is she like dying laughing in the middle of the street? And like me and my friend that I was with, we were just like unable to walk. Like we were like, this is the funniest thing ever. And yeah, so. There's my hot dog story for you.
Okay, this is Becca here. Unfortunately, we are at time, so it's time to say our goodbyes.
It was really good meeting you. Thank you for this awesome conversation.
So nice chatting with you. This was super fun.
Okay, Ashley, take off your headphones for a second. We want to just talk to David privately.
Okay.
Thank you. David, I thought that that was great. I thought that you had really interesting stories and you really kept conversation flowing well. You guys touched a lot of interesting, fun topics and kept it very lighthearted for a first date.
You're amazing for putting your phone in the freezer. It's been so fun to watch and I love how spontaneous you are. How did you feel it went?
It took about maybe 10, 15 minutes for us to start vibing. All my reactions were just raw because I had no idea like what was, you know, happening.
You guys did a great job of ping-ponging back and forth, sharing different stories with each other.
Do you feel curious to get to know more about Ashley?
Yeah, potentially. But like, I'm the way it was done, it was very unique to me. Normally, I text the person back and forth first.
Let's say Ashley's interested in getting to know more about you. How do you feel about that?
I'm just curious, knowing the distance situation is, you know, potentially problematic. But like, but that said, I don't, recently I've been taking a different route to dating, and like, I've been actually being friends with the people who don't even like work out. So like, you know, in that sense, yeah, definitely.
Long distance has worked well recently because so many people can work remotely and Ashley is in a position where she potentially could. So maybe the two of you will take a trip to Oregon and spend some time together or go to a concert and you can see how things develop. But I'll connect with Ashley and see how she felt about you as well.
Awesome.
Any concerns aside from the distance?
We had the fun general banter of a date, but normally at this point, I would know something about that person and about their wants, their dating goals, et cetera, like that. So I don't know those things about her and she doesn't know those things about me.
We didn't really get deep into any one particular topic, if you noticed, and one way to really be able to do that and get a bit deeper than surface level is to just ask a follow-up question. So don't be afraid next time to ask a little bit more about a specific trip she went on or a story she told that you really enjoyed.
This definitely is a unique situation. It was really fun to watch you guys on a date.
No, I appreciate it. And thank you for the opportunity. Even if like nothing happens, I really enjoyed the overall experience.
I love it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, David. Let's invite Ashley back on.
All right, Ashley, I'm so excited to hear what you thought about that date. It was really fun to watch, especially as both of you were in the freezer. So first, before I go into how I felt you did on the date, tell me, while it's fresh, how did you feel it went?
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How did you feel it went?
It felt a little less natural, I guess, than my date with Jeff from the other day. So I guess that was like the main feedback, I guess, if that's the right word, from that one. Like, it was still fun. I think, like, by the end, we, like, kind of found a groove and we're getting into things. But starting off, that one felt like it took a little more to get started and get into it.
Could you tell in your body a difference? Like, where you, did you feel sort of stiff or just not as relaxed? Like, physically, how did you feel?
Yeah, I think I felt just not as relaxed. I could sense myself feeling or acting like how I do when I'm like talking with a client or something like that, like more like businessy. And so I was like, oh, okay, like, don't be businessy. But I just like noted it. But yeah, again, like, I think by the end, we were able to laugh and like connect on some things. So that was really cool. But yeah, I think that it just didn't feel as natural or as like fluid of a connection as when me and Jeff talked the other day. That felt a little more like I was at ease in my body, like, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. And what were some of the things that you appreciated about David, and then also anything that you were concerned about?
Yeah, I think I appreciated how he kept the conversation going. Like, I didn't feel like I was having to pull teeth and ask a ton of questions and stuff like that. He shared a lot about himself, which I think is really good and like helped me kind of get to know him a little bit more as well. There wasn't anything that was like a major red flag or anything like that. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there just wasn't as much of a connection as there was on the first one for whatever reason, but not for any like negative reasons or anything like that.
I know that you might not have felt as strong of a connection with David as you did with Jeff, but I kind of feel the same feedback applies to this round. If there was any moments where you wanted to insert some flirtiness to see if we can increase connection, whether it's, you know, playful banter about some story that he told, or, you know, making a joke here and there, having some kind of banter in that way, I think that can always kind of see if the chemistry could grow in a space that feels a little bit more friendly. I would also encourage you to, you know, and I told David this, go a bit deeper on topics. It can really just increase vulnerability. It can increase connection. And while it is so important to stay lighthearted and fun and easygoing on a first date, which you have nailed down to a T, you are so good at that lighthearted, fun, easy conversation. When we're really looking for our person, we also want to get to know them more. So it doesn't have to be anything serious, doesn't have to be any intense questioning or anything that feels like a job interview. But when you feel like there's space or you feel like there's an opportunity, I encourage you to just try and dive in a little bit deeper.
You were able to get across a few places that you lived, which is really nice because this is a terrible analogy, but it's helpful. It's like a strip tease where every, you know, date you take something off and they learn a little bit more about you and you're able to get vulnerable. So it's great that you were able to sprinkle that in.
Yeah.
And it may be just because you didn't feel as connected with him. Like, I didn't get a sense of the like light flirting we talked about, but that might just be because you didn't feel quite as comfortable as you did with Jeff.
Yeah. I think that just knowing myself in general, light flirting is interesting whenever it happens. So I think I definitely really have to feel comfortable with someone in order for that to just kind of naturally happen and not overthink it and be like, oh, like, was that flirting? Should I have flirted more? Like, so yeah, I think that that definitely may have been a part of that for sure.
There were a few spots where I thought you could have chimed in with something. But it's okay. You should only do it if it feels authentic to you.
Yeah.
You know, every time we learn more about you and how you feel with the matches, then we can change it up and tweak it a little bit. It's really up to you, but all these dates are helpful even if they don't end up in a second date.
Yeah. No, I completely agree.
So for the next match, anything that you want us to keep in mind, anything that you'd want us to change up?
I don't know. Maybe I do better with someone who is also an extrovert. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know if part of it is like career pathways. Like, maybe I do better with someone who's like in front of people, and maybe that could be something fun to switch up.
I think we have our plan. And where did we land on Jeff? Should we do a second date or just move on to another match?
I think that we should do a second date with Jeff and also have a new match.
Okay. I love that plan. And I have the feedback from this date, which is really helpful. So we'll go back to the drawing board. We're going to interview some more matches, and then I'll be back in touch with you to present another match soon.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, Ashley. I'll be back in touch and have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please look out for our next episode, which will hopefully be Ashley's second date with Jeff if he's down. So we'll see if the two can rekindle and connect and get a bit deeper. Want to follow along with the show or know anyone good for Ashley? Follow us on Lovestruck Daily on Instagram and Twitter, or email lovestruckdaily@frolic.media.
For matchmaking, join our free database at 3dayrule.com or follow us on social media at 3dayrule. Our researcher is Jesse Epstein and our editor is Jen Jacobs. We are produced by Abigail Steckler with Little Scorpion Studios. We are executive produced by Frolic Media. This is an iHeartRadio podcast. I'm in love with you.